The Day J.S. Bach Became a Better Friend. J.S. Bach has been one of my friends almost as long as I remember. From the time I learned to whistle at age 5, his tunes were on my lips. One of those tunes was Wach et auf. I couldn't have named the tune at that age, nor said what its title stood for, but at least I knew how it went. Like everything else in my simple, orderly world, it began on a downbeat, the very first note in its first bar. If you read music, you'll have noticed that 5-year-old Bradley had it wrong. Wach et auf doesn't start on a downbeat, but on an upbeat. But 5-year-old Bradley didn't read music. He only whistled by ear. And then he saw an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Just kidding. For nearly 25 years, I'd cheerfully whistled this tune, always wrong. I learned to read music, even to play piano, though largely by rote. And then one day, I sat down at a friend's grand piano and my eyes fell on the score for Wach et auf. I tried to play it as I'd always whistled it, but quickly realized, hang on, that tune starts on an upbeat. Suddenly, I had a new appreciation for my old friend. He was trickier than I had thought. Ever since that day, I've listened more carefully for Bach's inventive genius. And so it is with other friends. Here's what I learned that day and am still learning. Spend time with friends, getting to know them well enough to see past my assumptions and misconceptions. Go for long walks with them. Sit down together for coffee. Ask them probing questions. If I look at their score and try to play along, I might be in for a pleasant surprise.